We're hearing from a number of voices about the protests going on in American cities, and our next voice is a familiar one. A.C. Wharton was the mayor of Memphis, Tennessee from 2009 to 2015. He's joined us many times over the years to make sense of things. Mayor Wharton, welcome back.
It's great to be back, Jeremy.
Well, and as you look around the country at what has been going on for a week now, what are your thoughts on the protests, the movement, and the pushback from many, including the President of the United States?
Well, I think perhaps this movement is going to be cathartic. We thought we had purged our nation's soul of all of the things that are having the scabs pulled off of them now, but quite frankly, we really had not gotten down to what we really needed to do. It's rough now, but I do believe that in the end it's going to be quite cathartic, and I think we'll be stronger with respect to the pushback from the president. It's tragic, damaging, not merely to him. When presidents, not only this president, but presidents in general, will say so many times, it's not about me, it's about the office. Well, the things that we've seen here lately certainly are not becoming of the office. I mean, we are the paragon. We are that, you've heard of the city on the hill, we're the nation on the hill, to which all other countries look. So it's tragic. But I do believe that this is that reckoning that we have so long needed, particularly coming along with the pandemic.
How would you compare the energy that this movement has right now to what happened in the late 60s, both before and after the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr.?
It's almost the same. And I guess this is the beauty of it. There is no one leader, and we're being led by a generation of youth. They are adopting what we've always told them, be the change that you want to see. One thing that's different about this is it's worldwide. This is one of the few times that I've seen a generation of youth around the world take up the same cause. It does compare, except I think it's much younger. And obviously, they're much better connected because of the technologies that they now have that we did not have back then.
Well, what would be a mark of success from what is going on now? I would imagine it's a lot more than just charges against the officers who were involved in the killing of George Floyd.
Oh, yes. The officer who has been charged, that's really just a tool, a vessel, if you will. The Minnesota Human Rights Commission is not coming in to investigate the chief or investigate the promotional testing and training procedures. They're coming in to investigate the institution. And I think that's what we need to do, that kind of soul searching across the nation. Don't investigate bad officers. Investigate the institution.
This is happening at the same time that we are in the middle of an historic pandemic, which has killed at least 106,000 people in the United States. And we know that African Americans have been hit disproportionately hard in this, almost three times the death rate of white Americans. What are your thoughts on that situation and how the country has been responding to that and how long it's going to take to get control over the coronavirus?
The death rate is exposing something that has been endemic deep down within the fiber of our governments, our policies in general across the nation. That is that black lives, when it comes to health, simply have not mattered. How do we go forward? Not merely recognize those disparities, but come up with concerted, laser-focused efforts to let's do something about diabetes, let's do something about COPD, let's do something about obesity, all of these things, because that's what contributes to the disparity in the death rates between blacks and whites.
Now, Mayor Wharton, you and I met about 10 years ago in Memphis when I was doing some reporting on the effects of the Great Recession. Given your experience with that, and as you look at what we're staring at right now economically, what are you expecting this downturn to be like? How long do you think it will last?
Oh, it's going to last tragically. When the masses go back to work, there's still going to be those individuals, black and brown folks, urban folks, who, even though this recovery comes, it'll be a long, long time when they see it. The demographics of Memphis, you find those in Detroit, Birmingham, Montgomery. So those are the areas that it's going to take a long, long time. The barbershops do much more than cut hair. They anchor that block that they're in. The corner store that closed anchored that neighborhood where it was. We need two recoveries. There's the economic recovery, but there's the neighborhood recoveries that's going to take a long, long time. Yes, there will be a recovery. I would say 12 to 14 months. Keep in mind, in addition to the pandemic, we've got trade wars going on. We've got tariffs. So even when the United States gets back to cranking, we don't know what's going to be going on in Mexico. We don't know what's going to be going on in China. And the market, as you know, it follows the fear. So it will be a long time when we dispel all of those fears. Long time before folks go out and buy cars because they don't know if we're truly out of this.
How are you doing in general, just with all this stuff?
I'm doing well. I've managed to maintain my health. 75 years old. My wife and I are back in the gym at least 3 days a week now. Let me knock on wood somewhere. So I just feel so fortunate, so blessed. I drove to work this morning, and they have to have police cars to block off 4 or 5 blocks right in Midtown Memphis because there's a church that's giving away food baskets. And I looked at the cars, and I didn't get into anything stereotypical, saying, oh, they got a good car. They got no business in that line. They must be cheating. No, it hit me a different way. I just thought they were probably working a 40-hour job 3 months ago. And they've lined up out here just like everybody else. And I saw that. And I'm riding along with my almost $3 cup of coffee. And I said, God, why didn't I give that $3 to them? I really have no complaints. I've got 8 grandkids. I've got one that was born in November. I have touched him one time. So if you were to say, AC, are you down about anything? It would be that one thing there. That's just how this whole situation has truly impacted us. I think America's spirit is suffering. I know my spirit is down. I'm still encouraged, but things like that really hurt. And I'm just one person out of 320 million plus Americans.
That is A.C. Wharton, the former mayor of Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you so much, as always. It's great to hear you and great to talk with you.